And greetings, everybody, and welcome to Buzz for Good, where we talk all things nonprofit, the people they serve, and the good they do. And we often relegate nonprofits and our charitable giving to the Christmas season, when perhaps we ourselves are feeling more charitable. But the work of nonprofits isn't confined to just the month of December. It is year-round. And so on today's show, we're going to feature 2 days that are coming up soon in our community when you can learn about and hopefully support hundreds of nonprofit organizations that are working every day to enhance the quality of life in this beautiful region we are all fortunate to call home. I am Michael Hemphill, creator and host of this radio show and the TV show Buzz, where we feature the great work the nonprofit organizations do, plus provide them with donated marketing assets to help them achieve more buzz from members of the American Advertising Federation of Roanoke. And you can stay connected with us throughout the week on our website, buzzforgood.com. That's buzz, B-U-Z-Z, number 4, good.com, as well as our social media, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and YouTube, all at Buzz for Good. We are currently working on 4 episodes of our TV show, Buzz. The first, Literacy Volunteers of the New River Valley, which is being helped by WordSprint, airs May 3rd on Blue Ridge PBS, and we will host a watch party that evening at the Lyric Theater in Blacksburg. Stay tuned to our website and social media for more details on that. Later in May, we are going to present part 5 of our 6-part series that we've been producing in partnership with the Roanoke Cultural Endowment and the City of Roanoke, and this one will feature art and economic development. We're also filming right now an episode on the YMCA of Virginia's Blue Ridge that we're producing in partnership with Freedom First Credit Union. And we will soon start work on the Community Foundation of the New River Valley as it prepares to host the 10th annual Give Local NRV Day on June 28th. Which brings us back to the theme of today's show, Giving Days. Both Give Local NRV and coming up soon, Give Roanoke on April the 19th. And to learn more about these 2 major events, I sat down this week by Zoom and talked to the 2 people responsible for them, my good friends Allison Jorgensen and Jess Wirgo.
Well, it is my pleasure to welcome to Buzz for Good Allison Jorgensen, who is the Chief Operating Officer of Council of Community Services, which is coordinating this year's Give Roanoke Day, and Jess Wirgo, who is the CEO of the Community Foundation of the New River Valley, coordinating Give Local NRV in June. My question to start things off, and we'll just kind of stir the pot a little bit here. You know, we already have Giving Tuesday in, you know, the Tuesday after Thanksgiving. Why do we have to have another day where we're paying attention to these damn nonprofits?
Jess, I'll let you go.
Okay, I guess I'll start. I mean, first of all, you know, Michael, we should be paying attention to these nonprofits every single day because of all the good work that they do for our communities. But I think, you know, Giving Tuesday is an incredible day. It's also an international day of giving. And so while it's a great opportunity to highlight the importance of charitable giving, sometimes that can get drowned out when so many organizations across the country and across the world are raising money on the same day. So these focused community giving days really allow us to tell the story of the nonprofits that are serving our communities. And any opportunity to talk about the incredible work they do is a good one, which is part of why we wanted to start this now 10 years back in the New River Valley.
Gotcha. Allison?
And I'll echo that. Yeah, I'll echo what Jess said. We heard from organizations who felt like they just kind of got lost in the mix on that National Giving Tuesday and really appreciate a local day that's focused just on the work they're doing in our community and how, you know, individuals can get connected to the organizations, not solely for donations, but also just for learning information, for services, for volunteering, but also those very important unrestricted dollars for nonprofit organizations.
Yep. And just so everybody knows, that was a leading question of mine. Of course, I believe in work at nonprofits. Just don't want to start getting any angry calls about, you know, how dare you talk about my beloved nonprofit that way. So, Allison, let's take this chronologically and start with the Council of Community Services, which is hosting your second annual Give Roanoke Day on April the 19th. So give us some more information about that.
Sure. Yes, this is the second year we'll be hosting Give Roanoke. It's taking place for 24 hours on April 19th. So from midnight until 11:59 p.m., we're going to be running this campaign to help local nonprofits secure more donations. Early giving is already underway. So though it's not being publicized, you can go and look at the site, look at the organizations, start to decide your giving for individual organizations and even process those donations now through 11:59 p.m. on April 19th. For organizations that have not yet signed up, there is still time. You do need to do it really soon, but we can still help you do that. So as of this morning, we have 96 organizations registered and ready to receive donations on April 19th. So that's amazing. We're thinking we'll probably get a few more, and we're excited about those numbers.
So, you go to giveroanoke.org to start, you know, scrolling through all the various nonprofits that are participating and find ones that you want to support. The GIVE is an acronym. What does it stand for?
It stands for Grow, Invest, Volunteer, and Empower. Yeah, so we wanted people in the community to know that their dollars are very important to organizations, but there are other ways to engage. So you can help grow the organizations and empower them by volunteering, by investing in them, by getting involved and sharing their information, by connecting others to their services. It is a day of giving, but that happens in many different ways. So we just wanted to highlight that you know, there are multiple ways to engage with these nonprofit organizations throughout the year.
Yeah, and it sounds like by using that acronym, that April 19th is really an introduction to the nonprofit. That, you know, give a little donation on April 19th, but really it's an invitation for people to become more involved, more invested, you know, to volunteer, to empower them, you know, for the rest of the year as well. So that I love that acronym. So this is your second year. Compare the growth or the goals that you have in terms of growth from last year's first year to this year.
So Give Roanoke this year, we are hoping to have the same number of organizations or about the same number of organizations participate. We were just over 100 last year and we're at 96 so far this year. So we are anticipating the same number of nonprofits. In terms of giving, you know, it can be hard to say sometimes. We wanted a goal of 100,000 last year and we ended up just over 300,000. So a huge success last year. We are hoping to get about the same amount this year, about 300,000. We know that, you know, this year has been tough for people. So if they can give the same or give it all, we're happy to have that. And the organizations have an opportunity to be exposed to new donors and new supporters of the organization. So we're hoping our goals are 100 organizations and $300,000 this year. And just keeping it realistic for our community.
Jess, let's fast forward to June here to talk about Give Local NRV Day, which is the 10th annual. So kind of a milestone for you guys. So tell us about your event.
Yeah, so Give Local NRV this year kicks off at noon on June 28th and then runs through noon on June 29th. And that's a new timeline for us. We had previously done just like Give Roanoke midnight to midnight, but decided to try for our 10th year this sort of noon to noon model so we could all be awake when it starts and when it ends.
Yeah.
And for us, you know, our first Giving Day was back in 2014. I think we had about 70 nonprofits and raised just $38,000 that year. Now we're 10 years in, and just like Give Roanoke, our goal is to have 100 organizations. That's about what we had last year as well. And last year, the last 2 years, actually, we've raised over $500,000 each year. So again, we're hoping to break that and then some. Since we started, we've raised $2.6 million for NRV nonprofits with Give Local. So it's seen a lot of growth and has become, I'm sure, just like for organizations with Give Roanoke, a major part of their annual fundraising campaigns. They really rely on Give Local as a way for the community to just rally around the work that they do. And we offer each year some incentive grants and prizes that focus on organizations that raise the most money, but also those that have the most unduplicated donors. So we're not focused as much on that one donor who can make a large gift, but on the many donors who with their small gifts can help support an organization. And so this year we're looking at about $25,000 in grants and prizes that we're able to offer, again, as part of that kind of milestone year for us. So it's been quite a journey. I am thrilled and amazed at Give Roanoke having so many organizations and so much success early on. You know, I know there's been a kind of tradition of giving in Roanoke, but it's a lot of work on everybody's part to get things up and running and to really encourage giving year over year for these. So it's just exciting to see not only how ours have grown, but how things like Give Roanoke and other giving days, you know, across Virginia and across the country have grown similarly.
Yep. Yep. Let me take a moment to reintroduce you guys. So that was Jess Wirgo, who is the Chief Executive Officer of the Community Foundation of the New River Valley, coordinating the 10th annual Give Local NRV Day in June. And we're also joined by Allison Jorgensen, who is the Chief Operating Officer for Council of Community Services, hosting the second annual Give Roanoke Day on April the 19th. Jess, you were talking about incentive prizes, and that may be something that people aren't aware of. So why don't we start with, again, keeping this chronological. Allison, share some of the incentive prizes for people who are going to be contributing on Give Roanoke Day on April 19th.
Sure. So we decided to do incentive prizes for organizations because it's just another way to get people excited about giving. If the organization that they're giving to has the opportunity to win an additional prize, it you know may solidify their donation or decision to donate to that organization. So we have several random prizes. So these are for organizations who have donors between certain hours. So Early Bird is any organization who has a donor between midnight and 6 a.m. will be entered into a random drawing. Same for the prize called Lunch Money. It is just the lunch hour, noon to 1 p.m. And again, random from the organizations who have a donation during that time. Night Owl is the same way. So that's 9 p.m. to 11:59 p.m. We have a prize called Far, Far Away, which is an additional gift to the organization with the donor who is furthest away from our main office building on Campbell Avenue in downtown Roanoke. So that one is always fun. We had two organizations with two separate donors from Australia last year who were, I think, 8 miles apart. one was just a tad further. So it was exciting for us to figure that out. And then, some prizes just around organizations that have 100% board giving are entered into a random drawing as well. That's our biggest prize because we feel it's really the most important. Board members sort of set the tone for giving in an organization. And, you know, it's work to make that case to all your board donor or board members sometime. But organizations that achieve 100% board giving on the Give Roanoke Day are entered in for a prize as well. And then we have a go-getter prize and a training superstar prize, just kind of little extra ones for the organizations to try for.
Wonderful. Wonderful. And Jess, with this being your 10th year, are there some, what are the customary incentive prizes? And then do you have any new ones for this year?
Yeah. So we are still finalizing all of our prizes. So we don't have them, you know, kind of all set and ready to announce specifically, but I can share some of the ones that we know we'll do each year. So we've got, you know, similar to Give Roanoke, we've got power hours, which are like their prizes where for a certain time period, we're looking at the organization that's got the most unduplicated donors, you know, say between, you know, noon and 1 o'clock for the lunch hour. Mm-hmm. We have golden tickets, which during a certain hour of the day will kind of pick a random donor, and whomever they gave to with that donation will get additional money from the foundation. We have an early giving prize for the organization that raises the most money during the early giving period.
Hmm.
We have a peer-to-peer prize. So the software system we use, Mighty Cause, has what they call a peer-to-peer function, where in addition to the profile that the organization creates for itself, individuals can create a profile that talks about their connection to that organization and help raise money by going out to their peers. And so we've got some organizations that just do an incredible job at using that tool to really personalize their ask. So we have an award for that. We similarly have awards for the most money raised and the most unduplicated donors. And we split those out by organization size. We look kind of at the operating budget of each organization that's participating in Give Local and split them into three categories: large, medium, small.
Oh, that's
nice. Then kind of give awards based on that. And we're hoping this year that we'll be able to do at least kind of a first and second place within each of those categories, because it's always heartbreaking when somebody's just really close but doesn't quite do it.
Yeah.
So those are just some of the prizes we do. I love the far, far away one that Give Roanoke is doing. So I may kind of unabashedly steal that for us. But yeah, I think we try to make them prizes that are doable, you know, for organizations of all different sizes. So, you know, we've got, and in fact, NRV Cares is a great example. They always go for that lunch hour, power hour, and they really focus their energy on getting folks to give during that time. Whereas other organizations may kind of focus on going for one specific one. The last thing that we started a few years ago is we have some superstar grants that kind of give us a little bit of discretion at the foundation to recognize those organizations that may not have won another prize, but just did an incredible job with either social media or an event they may have held, just really kind of capture the spirit of Give Local. And so we always choose some organizations that we feel are just real superstars in using the platform to its fullest. And so that's been a really fun experience for us as well. So we're hoping to add some others. I don't want to get out in front of our marketing folks on everything we've got coming up for the 10th anniversary.
Okay.
Just trying to figure out ways that we can encourage folks and help them kind of make the case to their donors, hey, help us get an additional grant from the Community Foundation.
Nice. And it should be noted that Buzz for Good, we're going to be producing a TV episode on the Community Foundation of the New River Valley as it prepares for its 10th annual Give Local NRV Day. And we're really excited about that. And we've invited in the fabulous marketing folks at Five Points Creative to help provide a little more buzz for the 10th anniversary Give Local NRV. So stay tuned for more information on all of that. One more time, joined here on Buzz for Good by Jess Wirgo, who is the CEO of the Community Foundation of the New River Valley, and Allison Jorgensen, who is the COO of Council of Community Services, which is coordinating Give Roanoke Day on April the 19th. And for more information, go to giveroanoke.org. And for the Give Local NRV, what's the website, Jess?
It is givelocalnrv.org.
Right. Simple enough. Excellent. To provide some help for the nonprofits that are participating, any tips or strategies that you have for them to be, you know, get the most success out of the day? I mean, do you typically find that requests for a particular project or program do better than just general operating support?
I would say it kind of depends on the individual organization. Most of the organizations that participate in Give Local NRV are looking for general operating support and just telling their general story overall. And we really love promoting the idea of unrestricted gifts. But we do a lot of training for nonprofits. So we host some webinars each year that are recorded and posted to our website that just talk about the basics of using the platform, as well as some of the tools that are available, like peer-to-peer giving. We've also got a text to give option this year. We also make sure every year that we have some sort of webinar or event that brings together some nonprofits that were particularly successful in past years to share what worked well for them. And then we send out kind of emails regularly with greater frequency as the giving day approaches, just with tips and tricks. But I think the most important thing that we always share is to be authentic to your organization, you know, and share the story of the work that you do. Don't try to do something that's, you know, so kind of out of character. You know, if you're a pretty casual organization, then that's kind of how you promote the work that you do. Make sure you've got a great email list so that you can send email blasts out and give your target audience not just an ask, but an update on how you're doing and how close you are to your goal to kind of spur that. And then, you know, Allison's comments about the importance of board members is so critical. And we similarly really encourage organizations to engage their board members in the giving day, both, you know, promoting the organization. But then for us at the Community Foundation, we raise money on the giving day as well for our programs. And one of the things that's been really important and successful for us is our board members come in on the giving day and write personal thank you notes to everyone that donates to our general fund. Nice. It's just fun to have our board members in the office kind of watching how everything works, but also really helps to kind of personalize the giving. And I think that that is something that's been successful. And then one more thing we've done at the foundation that other organizations do too is a thank you video, where which can either show as soon as somebody gives or you can send out later. And we have kind of shamelessly used our children in them to say thank you. And there's nothing better than a little kid yelling thank you.
That's right. Nothing sells like kids.
That's right. That's right.
Unless you can get, you know, dogs or cats saying
right, hey. Right. Yeah. We have had animals in as well. They're not quite as articulate, but they definitely you know, just something kind of fun and silly. And actually I've heard from some of our donors that they love it every year because they watch the kids grow up every year, you know, so my kids look a whole lot different in the thank you video now than they did many years ago. So I think all of that is to say, like, this does not need to be super high tech. It does not need to be an expensive marketing campaign. It's about doing what feels good for your organization. And these can be low cost, low tech ways, but just, you know, to say thank you and to promote the work you do in a fun way, because the day is meant to kind of inspire that joy of giving.
Well, you make a good point that, you know, I think some organizations that are new to these give days think that, okay, we have a presence on this platform and now the donors are going to come to us, when realistically they're, you know, you have to be promoting your page on the Give Roanoke Day, the Give Local NRV Day. You've got to be promoting your page to your supporters so they come and support you, because, you know, for all intents and purposes, not many people are going to be scrolling through all the different nonprofits participating in the day to see which one inspires them to give. You've got to be very active in your marketing to get them to your page on that site. Is that safe to say?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And I think on our page, every organization that has a profile has a unique URL. And mm-hmm. we always tell them, send your donors directly to your page. Don't send them to the Give Local homepage and ask them to scroll through, because the vast majority of donors are coming for a specific organization or a list of specific organizations.
Right.
So don't be afraid to promote yourself. And I think the idea of a giving day as well sort of gives us at nonprofits kind of permission to just inundate our donors with a request for a single day, right? You know that you're not going to be getting that same solicitation email, you know, every single week for the year. But on this one day, your donors can expect that they're going to get a solicitation. And that's okay, because that's part of the fun of the day. Mm-hmm. But you got to send it out, right? You've got to take the time at least to send something. Don't just expect that folks are going to come just because you're on the site.
Excellent. Allison, I know this is only the second year of Give Roanoke, but, you know, have you already been able to figure out, like, what are some tips for nonprofits to, you know, be most successful on the day?
We have, and much the same as Jessica just mentioned, we also use the peer-to-peer fundraising method. There's huge success behind having peers for your organization somehow connected, raising money and through their networks. Organizations that use peers, the data says, raise about 60% more than when they don't. So we're really pushing that this year and hoping to grow that over the next few years. And again, echoing, you know, that communication with the donors, with the organization's networks, just, you know, asking for patience. If you do receive several emails, this is just how the nonprofits are able to reach new donors and old friends who may decide to give to us on that day. So we're really pushing the organizations to boost their profile pages, boost their communication, whether it's social media, email. Some of them do some really fun in-person events and go live on Facebook. So we're just looking forward to seeing how creative they get this year.
Well, speaking of which, that leads perfectly to one of my last questions here. What has been the most creative way that you have seen a nonprofit promote its cause on these give days?
For us, I don't know if it's most creative, definitely most successful. Organizations that are able to secure a matching grant or matching gift. Yeah. So, you know, a board member, a supporting business or church or other community organization that says, you know, we'll match dollar for dollar up to a certain amount. Organizations that are able to tap into those matching gifts are really successful, and it just leverages those dollars even more. I've heard of some creative things coming up this year. One last year that struck out, just because I could see from my window in my office, Angels of Assisi had goats and dogs out on the sidewalk at their office on Campbell Avenue. And it definitely made people notice. And they had Give Roanoke signs and how you could donate. Campbell Avenue is a busy road during the day. So that was really fun. And I'm hoping to see more animals this year.
We included that in our episode of Buzz, our TV show, that we did last year on Council of Community Services and their first ever at that time, Give Roanoke Day. And we stopped by Angels of Assisi. It was a very festive and certainly, you know, attracted some eyeballs. It was great. Jess, how about you? Particular creative ways to support nonprofits?
Yeah, well, I'll echo Allison in that matching gifts are huge, and we really encourage organizations to go to one of their donors or a corporate sponsor and just get that matching grant. That creates a lot of excitement. Similarly, events for us are some of the most creative, and oftentimes it's something the organization may have already been planning, like a ribbon cutting or some sort of, you know, story share or something, but they kind of amp it up for the giving day. I think one year we had an organization that once they would hit different milestones, they would do like a pie in the face for different board members and put that all on Facebook. We had one organization one year do this amazing series of like funny videos of this this guy that pretended to be kind of an adventurer going out to all different areas, getting stuck in the middle of the New River, or it was just hilarious, but talking about how he was kind of trekking to the Give Local NRV Giving Day. So humor is great. Like, I think organizations that don't take themselves too seriously, but just kind of have fun with it, are often the most creative ones. And we really enjoy, as our staff and board members, going out to the different events that are held on the giving day. We kind of purposefully don't do events at the foundation because we want to get out and about and see all the stuff that folks are doing for the giving day. And mm-hmm. again, kind of like Allison, I've sort of heard some stuff brewing about what people are thinking about for the 10th anniversary. And it's just super cool to see how organizations are really thinking about highlighting themselves as part of this big community event.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, lastly, we are once again joined here by Jess Wirgo, who is the CEO of the Community Foundation of the New River Valley, planning its 10th annual Give Local NRV Day, starting June 28th at noon and going until noon on June 29th. So that's their 24 hours. And then sooner is Allison Jorgensen with the Council of Community Services coordinating the second annual Give Roanoke Day on April the 19th. Let me just kind of end here with Allison. Let's start with you. So there was a Roanoke Giving Day for many years, and then it ceased to exist. And what inspired you and the Council of Community Services to pick this back up last year?
You know, the Community Foundation serving Western Virginia did such an amazing job hosting the previous Giving Day, and it was a great time for them to exit for their organization, but the nonprofits in the community really wanted to see a Giving Day continue in the Roanoke Valley. So when we all heard that the Community Foundation was going to stop hosting the annual Giving Day, we were sad and wondering what could happen. Some local organizations reached out to the Council of Community Services and encouraged us to consider hosting. So after, you know, speaking with the Community Foundation serving Western Virginia, some partners, our board of directors, we decided that it's just too important of an event for our local community to end. So we were super excited to be able to step up and offer this in the community. And we're hoping that it will be another successful year. We certainly can't offer big prizes and you know, have all of those business connections that the Community Foundation is lucky to have, but we do just feel the power of a local Giving Day and want to see that continue. So we're happy to be able to do that for our local community.
Wonderful. And Jess, what inspired the Community Foundation 10 years ago, not only to start this, but to continue doing it?
Well, 10 years ago, I participated in a meeting of different Community Foundation leaders across Virginia and heard specifically from the Community Foundation for Greater Richmond and ACT for Alexandria about how they were doing these giving days. And I thought for us down in the NRV, it kind of checked a lot of boxes. So, you know, at that time we had a lot of organizations that didn't have any online giving presence. And so we thought, rather than each organization trying to figure out how to do that on their own, what if we created a tool that kind of made that easy for all of them to promote themselves and get those online contributions? Also, we're a relatively small community foundation. We give out about $500,000 a year in grants and scholarships, which is amazing. But we also realize that organizations need more than we can provide. So this really kind of builds upon our giving by promoting charitable giving more broadly to all the different organizations that we love to support, and we want other people to support them as well. And then finally for us, you know, the Community Foundation has always struggled with getting our name out there and helping folks understand the breadth of the work that we do. And we really saw this as a great marketing opportunity for us as well, because so much of what we do is about promoting giving and supporting the many organizations that make our community such a great place to live and to work. And we wanted this platform to be a demonstration of exactly how we do that. I think that we are certainly one of, if not the longest running giving days in Virginia. It's very typical for host organizations to kind of sunset these after a while because it's a major investment of time and energy and going out and getting those sponsors for the incentive grants. But we just have been amazed at how it's grown over the years, how generous our community is, and it's just a ton of fun. And so we are really grateful that the foundation's board has just been super supportive of the Giving Day. They enjoy it too, and I think they really see it as a just a key part of our mission. So you know, we're excited to celebrate 10 years and hopefully just to keep this going as a major asset for our community and a way to just showcase how awesome the New River Valley is.
New River Valley, the Roanoke Valley, thank you all both so much for the work that you do to help support nonprofits that are doing such incredible work throughout our communities, enhancing the quality of life. And we're excited about Give Roanoke Day on April 19th and Give Local NRV Day on June 28th, 29th. And again, thank you both so much and your organization so much for coordinating these inspiring events.
Well, once again, I hope by now you have marked on your calendars April 19 in Roanoke and June 28, 29 in the New River Valley for these wonderful community building giving days. More at giveroanoke.org and givelocalnrv.org. And one more time, speaking of websites, stay connected with us throughout the week on our website, buzzforgood.com. BUZZ4good.com, as well as our social media channels, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and YouTube, all at Buzz for Good. On our YouTube channel, you can watch one of our 30 episodes so far that we have produced that airs on Blue Ridge PBS. I want to thank our sponsors, the Roanoke Cultural Endowment, which is working to provide a long-term funding solution for arts and cultural organizations in Roanoke. That's roanokeculturalendowment.org. As well as the Louise Lester Foundation, which funded the production of our most recent episode of Buzz, starring the Least of These homeless ministry in Roanoke. Returning one more time to the Council of Community Services, which is hosting Give Roanoke Day. You know, I didn't know much about this organization until we produced our Buzz TV show in April 22 on them. And, you know, this is an organization that's been around and doing meaningful work for literally decades. So I thought, on today's show, I would share a few minutes of the audio version of that episode so that you too can learn more and appreciate the incredible work of the Council of Community Services and its role in launching the first ever Give Roanoke Day back in 2022. On today's episode of Buzz, I'm going to be in my car quite a bit because in some respects, I am trying to connect with more than 100 nonprofits for today's show. You see, for many years, most nonprofits in the region had a particular spring day circled on their calendar. That was Roanoke Valley Gives Day, this 24-hour online fundraising competition featuring most of the area's nonprofits. Well, a few months ago, the nonprofit that coordinated the big event decided that they were no longer going to do so here in 2022. And rather than just let it go by the wayside, the Council of Community Services, a nonprofit that has been operating not only in the Roanoke Valley, but throughout Virginia for more than 60 years, decided to step in and give it a try. And how they have managed to do so is the focus of today's episode of Buzz.
My name is Anne Marie Green. I'm the president of the Council of Community Services. The council was formed in 1960 It was started by a man named Franklin Huff, who was the leader at the Baptist Children's Home in Salem. And he wanted to bring together stakeholders in the community to identify problems and to come up with solutions for them. One of the first problems that the group looked at, the council looked at, was poverty, because Mr. Huff had invited his friend Cabell Brand to be one of the stakeholders, and that was certainly something that was near and dear to Mr. Brand's heart. So one of the first organizations that came out of the council was Total Action Against Poverty, TAP, which is still here in the community providing services to many residents of the Valley.
Allison Jorgensen, Vice President of Planning with the Council of Community Services. The Council of Community Services is an organization that's been in Roanoke for 62 years. We help in many ways throughout the community. We have four key issue areas. So number one is the drop-in center, which focuses on HIV, HCV, just basic health and services for individuals affected with those conditions, and education to prevent infection. The second is the Community Housing Resource Center, which focuses on housing individuals who have recently become homeless or are at risk of losing their homes. They work with all of the housing and homeless service providers throughout the community to do that. Third is Information and Referral, which is our 211 Virginia program. It serves the entire state of Virginia and provides information and connection to resources on a multitude of things. And then fourth is our Planning and Capacity Building Services, which encompass Nonprofit Roanoke and Hands on Blue Ridge, which is the Volunteer Center for the Roanoke Valley.
So we're with the Council of Community Services, and our program, the Community Housing Resource Center, is here at the Ramada distributing food and providing just some care for our COVID positive homeless individuals in our community. They come from the rescue mission usually, or referred out from our emergency room departments.
The Ramada luckily has refrigerators and microwaves in their rooms, so we're able to give them a mixture of self-stable and canned food and a little bit of frozen food.
So right now we are working to house COVID positive homeless individuals throughout the valley. So what's happening is, if they can't get into shelter, they were living on the street before for various reasons, but have become COVID positive, we're sheltering them in a local hotel. That means that local partners have been referring COVID positive individuals to us, as well as both local hospitals. So that has been going on since September. We are absolutely feeling the uptick with the Omicron variant. So we've had quite a few individuals, and these are the most chronic homeless individuals. They have the most challenging problems. They have mental issues, they have cognitive issues. So definitely a challenge to work with them and have them understand why they're being quarantined and what that means. You know, when I think of the Council of Community Services, we are an organization that continues to rise to the challenge.
Roanoke Valley Gives has been provided by the Community Foundation for the last several years and has been incredibly successful. They did a really good job with it, and many nonprofits, that was their real focus for the whole year, as a way to make money, all coordinated, you know, one message, one logo, and it's been really great.
When the Community Foundation put out an announcement that they were unable or are not going to continue this Give Day in our community, we felt it internally and didn't really think much about it. It was going to be something, you know, we would overcome, figure out. But then some of our partner organizations started reaching out and asking, would the council be willing to fill that role? And it was an opportunity for us to have a conversation internally and with our board to see if that was a fit for the organization and somewhere we wanted to go. Ultimately, we decided that the value of a day of giving in the Roanoke Valley is so important, and we didn't want organizations our size, smaller or larger, to miss out on incorporating new donors into their campaigns and new dollars.
We're calling it Give Roanoke because we're taking it over. It's new, it's different. We're hoping that we'll still get the same donors, obviously, that we always had, but it, you know, it needed to be, it was time for it to be reframed a little bit so that it wasn't identified just with the Community Foundation and was identified now, hopefully, with all the nonprofits in the area.
You know, it is new. It's not with the Community Foundation anymore. And that's our biggest challenge, I think, this year, is they did such a tremendous job marketing the day and had such successful campaigns. We just want to make sure that we continue to put it out in front of the community, make sure that media are aware, make sure that just the general public is aware. This is our giving day. It's still happening. It looks and feels a little different this year, but it's still a day that everyone in the Valley can give to their favorite or multiple favorite nonprofits.
To help nonprofits start spreading the word about Give Roanoke, I invited them to record short selfie videos to share on their social media accounts and on Buzz for Goods.
It's Marnie, and I'm at CCC St. Francis House. Behind me is our 1988 van that is 34 years old this year.
Hi, I'm Linda Henschel, President and CEO of Family Service of the Roanoke Valley.
Hi, my name is Aaron Dowdy, and I'm the Executive Director for Friendship House Roanoke.
Hi, everybody. My name is Pedro Salai, the Artistic Director, Southwest Virginia Valley, the Virginia's Blue Ridge Dance Company.
Hi there, my name is Kathleen Thorell, and I'm the Executive Director of Tudor House, a nonprofit dedicated to suicide prevention, education, and support.
Hi, I'm Alex Barge with Brain Injury Services of Southwest Virginia.
Hi, I'm the Program Coordinator at House of Bread, a faith-based organization providing job skill training and mentoring to women coming out of incarceration.
I'm Will Anderson, President and CEO here at Blue Ridge PBS.
Hi, I'm Ron Boyd, President and CEO of LOA, the Local Office on Aging.
My name is Rachel Geary. I'm the Development Director for ARCH. Our mission is to provide safe, supportive recovery and opportunities for self-sufficiency to the most vulnerable citizens here in the Roanoke Valley.
Hi, I'm Jack Perkins, the Executive Director of the Compressing Shock Foundation. This May, we're inviting the public to own the outcome in cardiac arrest. May 21st, we're having free CPR and AED training for the public. Please help consider supporting us or coming out as a learner and check out our website, compressandshock.org. Thank you.
At Southwest Virginia Wildlife Center, we care for over 2,600 animals per year that have been injured or orphaned due to human activity.
I'm Mark Johnson, President and CEO of the YMCA of Virginia's Blue Ridge.
Hello, everyone. New Freedom Farm is excited to participate in Give Roanoke on April 20th, and all of our funding will be used to help more veterans and more horses here at New Freedom Farm.
Hi, we're the cast of The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime at Showtimers Community Theater. Please consider donating during Give Roanoke to support local artists, actors, and Roanoke's oldest community theater.
Hi, my name is Carrie Pratt, and I'm representing the Prevention Council of Roanoke.
For Give Roanoke, Huddle Up Moms is raising money to provide high-quality doula trainings and birth support access to women of color in the Roanoke Valley.
Family Promise of Greater Roanoke is a local response to the crisis of family homelessness. We partner with families with children to prevent homelessness and avoid shelter.
We are Franklin County Humane Society,
and we are raising money to save more lives.
Hi, I'm Mary Beth Mills with Restoration Housing, a nonprofit developer that restores vacant and blighted properties for affordable housing.
Support provided through Give Roanoke this year will go towards helping us provide free case management services for survivors of brain injury. This includes children and adults and people who have been in car accidents to people who have had strokes.
We are so excited about April 20th. We are going to have a Facebook Live. We are going to represent our company for the fundraiser for Give Roanoke. Hopefully we'll see you there.
Hi, I'm Rachel with Restoring Hope Roanoke. We're participating in Give Roanoke this year to raise money for Jobs for Life and Faith and Finances classes, training for church-based English teachers, helping without hurting seminars, and more. Will you join us?
You know, we're all about education for everyone. And Give Roanoke helps us serve the 42% of the Commonwealth we serve here at Blue Ridge PBS. Help us to continue to create local educational content and continue to share the sights, sounds, and stories of Southwest Virginia. Thank you.
Today, we are raising money for our youth suicide prevention and mental health education programs. We appreciate any way that you can help us meet this vital need in our community. Thank you.
Your donation helps us as we support individuals and families as they journey toward emotional wellness, healthy relationships, and a future filled with hope. Thank you.
For Give Roanoke this year, we are raising funds for our refugee housing program. We just purchased this apartment for refugee families who are fleeing war and violence, and we hope to raise the final $20,000 on Give Roanoke Day so that we can finish renovating this apartment for families.
During Give Roanoke, we're hoping to raise $3,600 that will fully fund our next 8-week baking session. Check out our page for more information, and thanks for your support.
We appreciate your support during the Give Roanoke campaign. Your donations will help us support our over 30-plus community-based programs and will help seniors to remain independent for as long as possible.
We're super excited to participate in this grand event, and we look forward to having you help us help more veterans and more horses. Have a great day.
We need your help to continue providing education and wellness initiatives in our community. Please join me and donate to the Prevention Council on April 20th. We would love it if you could donate at least $21 in honor of our 21 years of service.
Our goal is to raise $4,700, and with your help, we can support up to 6 women of color to complete doula training and begin providing more equitable birth services in the Roanoke Valley.
Opportunities like Give Roanoke allows us to complete high-quality restoration projects like the one behind me that will welcome 2 low-income families home once complete.
We are raising money for Give Roanoke to raise $15,000 to replace our van so that we can continue to pick up food and stock our shelves to feed families throughout the Roanoke Valley.
To shelter those who lose their homes and to provide continued help when they move from shelter to their home. Every child deserves a home, and you can make that happen.
We are a nonprofit and we receive no state or federal funding, so we rely on donations from people like you to help save the lives of wildlife.
We're currently raising money to provide wellness for people of all ages, childcare for families in need, and youth programming for children throughout our communities. I hope you'll join us.
All right, the big day is finally here, Give Roanoke, and we're going to spend the day visiting various different nonprofit organizations to see how they are promoting Give Roanoke Day in hopes of raising as much money as possible to support their mission.
I'm Dana Reynolds, and I'm the Director of Community Engagement at Angels of Assisi. Angels of Assisi is a nonprofit veterinary clinic and adoption center. Our goal is to help keep people and pets together and help the animals who need it the most. So we're super excited for Give Roanoke Day. We are raising money for the Biscuit Fund. Our Biscuit Fund is a fund in place to help animals who have faced cruelty and neglect get the proper care they need. We have a full medical team on staff so that way they can get the expert medical care and documentation needed to testify on behalf of them so we can help this from happening to other animals as well. The goal is to get these animals healthy, rehabilitated, and then eventually into a loving home. So today we're here with a bunch of our Biscuit Fund recipients. So these are animals who have, you know, faced that cruelty and neglect. It was just heartbreaking to see. One of them is Luna. She's kind of famous around the community. She came to us super malnourished. She was in kidney failure from Lyme disease, and she also had a cancerous mass, and she was just in really bad shape. We gave her the medical care she needed, and now she is doing great. She's actually gained over 30 pounds, which is just incredible to see. She looks like a whole new dog. We also have farm animals as well who have been seized in cruelty cases. And we'd just like to have a huge thank you to the Council of Community Services for hosting Give Roanoke.
I'm Megan Potter. I'm the Interim Executive Director for Southwest Virginia Ballet, where we are known for our Nutcracker. It is the Nutcracker of Virginia Blue Ridge. We work with Roanoke City Schools for our community outreach, Dance Espanol. We do lots of pop-up performances all over Roanoke. We are a student-based organization that really works toward pre-professional training so that our dancers can go on and become dancers throughout the world. Some of our alumni have danced as far away as Chile and Europe, and some dance in the States as well. Some go on to become doctors and nurses and teachers and other things as well. We are currently in the middle of our Facebook Live event for Give Roanoke Day, which is really exciting. We've never done anything like this before, so we're super excited to see where it goes. We have a goal of $8,000 to raise because we're hoping to be able to bring in guest artists to work with our dancers and hoping to be able to provide some costumes for some upcoming performances, namely Cinderella and Swan Lake. So we're really, really excited to see where this takes us.
Hi, I'm Suzanne Cresswell. I am the philanthropy director for the Roanoke Valley SPCA. And we are participating in Give Roanoke today to help provide some funds for our pet retention programs. So those are the programs that help keep people and pets together, to actually keep the pets out of the shelter and in loving homes so that they don't have to be with us. They can stay with the people that love them. Sure. So we have been planning for months for Give Roanoke. We have been getting together all of our people throughout Facebook, Instagram, social media. We'll be doing a Facebook Live today, and we've been sending out emails, getting our board involved, and getting as many people involved as possible.
Hi, I'm Emily Pinkerton. I'm the Director of Development at Boys and Girls Clubs of Southwest Virginia. And every day at our 11 club sites, we are doing whatever it takes to make sure that our young people have what they need to be on the path towards great futures. We serve kids ages 6 through 18 after school and during the summer hours and provide homework help, mentors, and healthy snacks, really everything they need to be set up for great futures. We're so excited to be participating in Give Roanoke today. We're going to be doing a Facebook Live with some of our amazing club kids, and we can't wait to show them to all of our wonderful community members. We are really having a great success today, and thank everyone for your generous support here on Give Roanoke.
And for our final stop of the day, we're going to visit Council of Community Services just to see how they've been managing throughout this incredibly stressful and exciting day.
Excellent.
So we're at the end of Give Roanoke 2022 and just super excited about all the donors that have contributed to local nonprofits across the valley. We had goals in mind. They've all been smashed. We are just super happy with how much donors have given to the local nonprofits. Very thankful that our community has shown up this way.
Love it.
We want to thank our sponsors, Lamar Advertising, Freedom First, Access PR, Buzz for Good, Roanoke Valley Orthodontics for making this day such a success. And we're looking forward to see what Give Roanoke holds for the future.
Once again, that was our episode on the Council of Community Services, which aired a year ago on Blue Ridge PBS. And you can watch it in its entirety on our YouTube channel at Buzz for Good. To wrap up today's show, I want to provide you with a little bit of a sneak peek into our newest episode of Buzz, starring Literacy Volunteers of the New River Valley, which airs May 3rd on Blue Ridge PBS. We thank 100-plus Women Who Care NRV for providing the sponsorship support of this episode. And in this clip, starring Literacy Volunteers, we feature a 63-year-old woman from Giles County who never went to school as a child and never learned to read. Well, until now, thanks to her tutor, Nikki.
My name is Freda Ferguson. I'm 63 years old. My father never would send me to school, so I never learned how to read. And a friend of mine got me in with the Literacy Volunteers. And I've been doing well ever since. Met Nikki. And she's a great tutor.
I think we just get along really well.
Yes.
I decided to give it a try. I was a little bit concerned about not having really the skills to be able to teach, but this one-on-one is perfect because I think I can handle one-on-one teaching better than I can a group, and we have meshed. We're friends in this, and that's nice.
Yes. It's hard not knowing how to read. You get letters, you can't read. You have to ask somebody, and that's very embarrassing to have to ask somebody. And that's been ongoing my whole life. And I just decided, well, I'm going to give it a shot and see if I can't do it. I waited a long time, but now I'm doing it. Literacy volunteer is probably the best thing that's happened to me.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah. And Nikki, of
course. Well, we're friends. That's, you know, that's just worked out. I'm really glad that, because I like you.
I like you, too. And sometimes I still can't believe it. You know, it's like when I read a book, I think, well, did I really do that? You know, but it feels great.
All right, folks, that's it for today's show. Please continue to stay connected with us throughout the week on our website, buzzforgood.com, as well as our social media channels at buzzforgood. Thank you for supporting the work that nonprofits do each day, and I hope each of you continues to be a buzz for good in your community. Bye now.